Tonight, we've got in the studio tonight, Uncle Vigilante on Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. This is the Fakeologist Show. This is the Fakeologist. And we are going to go right to our guest, Uncle Vigilante, because we've wasted enough time. Uncle Vigilante, welcome to the Fakeologist Show.
Thank you. Greetings, everyone. Oh, boy, finally, right? We're usually very, very prompt when we do our live streams, but we had a few technical difficulties, folks.
And none of them are our fault.
None of them were all our fault. It was Klaus Schwab's fault, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But
would you like to open with Senior Mr. Pinter?
You know what? Yeah, let me just share before I do this little bit about why I wasn't here last Tuesday.
Yeah, where were you?
You can explain to everyone why I wasn't here last night. You cheated on me, but that's okay. I still went to bed with you. You know, I do turn your podcast on when I go to bed, and that's how I get to sleep. And that's not saying anything negative about you. It's just I enjoy listening to it. So I was.
I don't care what you use me for: exercise, stimulation, sleep. It's okay.
So I was listening last night, and I was supposed to be on last night on Tuesday, and you reached out and said, can you make it Wednesday? And I'm like, no problem. And then your guest didn't show up, and I'm like, oh, that's too bad. But it's good to talk to you tonight. So
second guest in a week that didn't show up. It's partially my fault. I don't think I confirmed the first guest. I just put him in the calendar, and he's supposed to get a Google email. And I don't know if he responded. Apparently, we need a lot of massaging of the guests to remind them. People don't set calendars and all that kind of stuff. So,
hey, you don't need to massage me, man.
No, I'm here. You are chomping at the bit every week. Give here you like credit. Good rash.
Well, let me share with everyone.
Where you been?
This is weird. Do I have any? Yeah, there we go. We're getting some comments.
Yeah, lots of comments. So, Rescued Car Collective says, we love you guys.
This is going to be a fun evening, everyone. I promise. It's going to be a little different.
Yeah.
My gosh, I'm putting on my own channel.
Yeah.
And it's asking me, it's doing an ad, and I don't have ads. Mm-hmm. It popped up Richard Hart. This is really funny. So everyone just hang in there because I want to see your comments. We are live. There we go.
Okay, you can see them in the restream, by the way.
I know, but okay. I like just confirming, and I wanted to. Okay, good. All right. I am fully focused now, everyone. This is going to be fun. We have decided to change it up just a little bit.
We did.
This is going to be the night. I'm going to say Tuesday night, even though Wednesday self-identifies as Tuesday this week. But what I'm going to do is, talk a little bit about Epic Weekly, a little bit about crypto in general, and then we're going to talk about some world events. And it could really be anything that's happening. And I want to, after I open this, introducing you all to my awesome dad, I want Ab, I'd love for you to give everyone a tour mm-hmm. of who you are and where they can find you. But first, I want to let everyone know why I wasn't here last week. It was my dad's 89th birthday.
Wow.
And he lives in Goodland, Kansas. And the poor guy, I just have to brag on him a little bit, but he was CEO, chairman of a bank for 40 years. I mean, like multi-chain banks in different multi-state banks. And is just an amazing mind, an amazing man. And over the last 18 months, he has just slid, with his dementia. They actually had him as chairman emeritus or whatever that is at, the bank in Hayes. And, he resided over that. And then he started to realize that he was losing it. And so he resigned because he didn't want any bad decisions to be made based upon his opinion or a fuzzy one. So I went and saw him. Several of us kids did. And I want to show you a video because you have to understand, my dad doesn't, he can't remember my name. He has a real difficult time putting words together, but he still is in there. You know what I'm saying? So, Ab, if you'd pull it up, this is, let me tee it up before you hit play. So my siblings all left. Okay. He's in this elder care home now. And it was just he and I, and alcohol's a no-no in there. But I know my dad loves Chivas Regal. So I went to the liquor store and I brought in one of those little bottles in my pocket. And when everyone left, I said, and dad, you know, getting ready to kind of tuck him in, I guess, to his recliner. I said, dad, do you want me to get you some ice water? And he shook his head. And so I took it. I went and got some ice and some water, and then I poured the Chivas in there. All right, now tee up the video, and everybody can see. This is what ensued.
I want to say cheers. Have a drink.
Go ahead. Watch his face.
You need some water. How is it?
And he wanted to give me a high five.
Right. So it took him. You prepared him for water. So I think he choked because it was a little stronger than water. Is that what happened?
Yeah. But his I'll treasure that video forever because his eyes
lit up. I saw that.
Like, once he realized that this is Chivas, and he had told me earlier, he said, he can periodically string some things together. And he's like, I could go for a drink. Wow. And I'm like,
that's
yeah,
cool.
So anyway,
that's good. That's nice of you. That's good for him.
Yeah, it was good for him. I came back, and I will tell everyone that is maybe also suffering from this somewhere in your family. Dementia is a real bitch. I mean, it's just very, very sad because, you know, they're like, I can tell my dad's still in there, and he gets so frustrated that he just can't get it out. Yeah. And so I feel like his, you know, when he passes away, his obituary is going to be Thomas J. Pittner, died from grief. Cause I really feel that that's what he's feeling.
What would you rather lose, your mind or your body when you're dying?
Well, he's losing both. That's the thing.
What would you rather lose? Because it's tortuous either way.
What would I rather lose?
Yeah. It's a tough call.
That's a really tough call, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Because my grandfather, he was 101, I think. And I think he lost his body because I think he was still quite sharp. He was just frustrated because his body didn't do anything he wanted it to do.
I think I would rather lose my body because there's, you know, advanced, you know. Shoot, I go into Walmart and I can sure see some lots of advanced scooters that bear a lot of weight there. So I'm thinking that there could be something that gets me around. But I would not want to lose my mind just because of what I know it would do for the rest of my family and my kids. You know, I mean, because he's in this home and, you know, there are like 15 other residents in his wing. And about half of them are just, you know, sitting at the table, just staring, and just breaks your heart. And I never want to be like that. I told my wife, I said, honey, the game plan is real simple. It has to do with a shovel, a bullet, and a lost sign.
And none of which could actually happen. We always talk about unreasonable things, but of course that can't happen.
No, but that's what I would want. You know, I mean, of course, I wouldn't want her to.
Yeah, it really brings up a whole discussion. I don't think you're having it in the United States yet, but Canada has some made laws, medically assisted in death.
Yeah,
And a lot of people are being hyper about those laws, and they're just saying the government's making it really easy to kill themselves. But on the other hand, there's a lot of common sense in there that I think almost nobody would argue with. But it is a slippery slope, and it's another debate like the abortion debate that I don't think ever right. can be resolved. But
no,
it still asks the question, at what point do we yeah. have the mercy laws on people?
Yeah, it's I tell you what, if you would have asked me that question, you know what's crazy? I'm sorry, but my channel keeps booting me off into something else.
Well, Uncle Vigilante is still streaming. I've got the screen. It still says live. So you're still live yeah, over here?
I know it's live. I'm just curious because I've like gone back to it a few times, but that's boring stuff. So anyway, how about something more uplifting? Do you have the link that I sent you with Chris Sky?
Oh, right. Well, I could just play right off your channel, or did you clip it?
No, I sent you a link.
Okay.
It's right under.
You sent me tons of links, so I'll go next. Chris Sky. Okay.
So pull that up, and this isn't even letting me watch my own channel. So screw you, YouTube. I'm just going to focus on yours. So,
okay, so I brought it up. What's going on here? Is there sound? This is a short, I think.
It's a short, and it's...
Okay, I think... No, it's muted.
I'm not the kind of guy that promotes things for money. I'm the kind of guy that promotes something that I would use myself, promotes something that I believe will actually help somebody else's life. That is why I believe the Epic Cash is going to be so important. Every single thing about you, it's being monitored, especially your spending habits. So something that can shield you from the prying eyes of the government, that is what sets it apart from everything else. And that's why I was so intrigued by it. Privacy is now the new physical gold, in my opinion. So believe me, I've been scrutinizing, I've been doing my due diligence, okay. and I haven't come across anything like the Epic Sphere of products, and the potential with it, I believe, is very vast and has the potential to help a lot of people. And that's what I've been trying to do since day one. So we are winning, ladies and gentlemen. We are having the desired effect. I'm not the kind of guy that promotes things.
Okay, so it just is circulating now, but we got the whole thing.
Yeah, for people who would like to watch the full interview.
So we are winning, ladies and gentlemen.
Go to the Uncle Vigilante channel on YouTube and watch it. It's that first one right there.
That's called a video short. Where the heck are... Like, this is a new feature on YouTube. Where are the shorts? This is all your videos, including these two failed ones we started earlier. Yeah. But where are the shorts?
Open that one. That one's with Chris Sky, the one...
No, I know, but this is your main show here that you did. But where are the shorts gone? I don't know. This is a...
There are no shorts. It's just someone in our community created that.
Oh, okay. So you didn't put it on your YouTube channel.
I haven't.
I see. Okay. I got you.
I just wanted to send that to you to let everyone know there's a full hour interview with Chris Sky that was awesome. I mean, it has like in just 5 days, 3,000 views. It has just been amazing.
And most of them are probably his fans because he has pretty huge
Our
fan base.
The Cash community has grown greatly this week.
Yeah. You just press start and you could just sit back and not talk. It's one of the few interviews where you barely say anything.
It's so true. He has a gift of
the gab.
The gift of
he
gab.
He makes Liu look like a mute.
He does. And he is so articulate. And he doesn't repeat himself, and he just he's genius,
and he's current,
right?
He's got the latest news. He knows what happened yesterday.
Yeah, and he's right, and he was very discerning. And people should know with regard to Epic Cash, he has not endorsed anything. He said he gets hit up on all the time.
Yeah, well,
somebody
sure.
introduced him to Max Freeman. And he ended up talking to Max for 2 hours. And that was like 2 days before this, him coming on my show. Mm-hmm. So he came on my show after doing a deep dive and talking to Max for 2 hours. And then Max followed up with lots of different information that he just, you know, absorbed like a sponge.
Yeah.
And he's like, he goes, I get it. Let's do this thing. So, and then I noticed that, you know, you kind of stepped up, and after me talking to you about Epic Cash forever and you being kind of, yeah, then you're like, oh, if Chris Sky likes it, I'm in.
Yeah, I was, well, yeah, he's a smart guy. And the only thing about Chris, like I'm not. Chris, well, but Chris has a huge following. Chris is super, yeah, you're smart in your own way, but Chris is huge too. And I don't know if he knows more about crypto than you do. I really don't know. I can't measure that, but he has a huge sway and influence.
Yeah.
And I know he always impresses me on his knowledge about what the overarching picture is.
Yeah.
And he has some techniques to survive right now and navigate the tyranny. And he's pretty much always right on his predictions. And his predictions are just based on the research that anyone could do, but he does it and he broadcasts it. And even though he's right at the top of the so-called freedom fighters in Canada, which some people would call suspicious, he's still talking and he's still not in jail, which is pretty cool.
Set of balls that like drag.
Yeah, he's a huge little guy. He's really a pretty small guy, but he's super, super buff and super.
Well,
super,
speaking of buff, would you mind pulling up a photo of our dear leader? I'm just curious, which is your favorite outfit?
Okay. What do we got here? Tell me what to look for here.
Maybe like the one that says, which is your favorite? With the man who wants us to eat the bugs.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just looking here at your notes. So,
it's pretty obvious. It's right near the bottom of my notes.
Oh, it's near the bottom, so we're not going sequentially. Okay.
No, we're not going sequentially because this just, you know, we're talking about Chris Sky, Druid Babylonian Bastards, and who's the leader of all of it seems. Let's just take a peek. Let's show everybody.
This is part of your fun part of this show. I gotcha. Yeah, I got. I see what you're doing. I see where you're going with this.
Baby, look at Klaus Schwab, man. Talk about buff.
I'm pretty sure this is Photoshop, but it's still fun.
I don't think it is.
I would be almost stunned if it wasn't. But okay.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I think that is him going through some kind of humiliation ritual.
Could be.
Yeah.
I like a little sock between his legs. Yeah.
And it worked. But this is the person, everyone out there, that is saying that you will own nothing and be happy. Could you please? I'm going to bounce all around here.
Well, is his name well known in the U.S.? Because I thought you guys were pretty much done with the Great Reset. Are you guys? Is anyone paying attention down there besides you?
Yeah, Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, which is the head of the public, you know, facing snake of the Druid Babylonian Bastards. Can you pull up for me?
Okay.
Like I said, I'm going all over the place, but open up the Stack Wallet, the visual, because this all ties into Klaus Schwab, by the way. Can you show
me? Yeah, I'll get that. I have to make one extra step.
Okay.
But I can do it. I can do anything. I'm the miracle man here. So we're going to get rid of Klaus.
All right. Now, look, a little bit about Epic Cash. So Epic Cash now has or is part of the Stack Wallet, which is a mobile wallet that works on Android and iOS. It's called the Stack Wallet by Cypher something. I can't see what that is. But
Cypher
anyone,
Stack.
Cypher Stack. Thank you.
Okay.
People in my community, our community, the Epic community, will know that you acquire Epic on Vite, the Vite multi-chain wallet, and you exchange BTC for Epic, And the problem with that is it's all tokenized, meaning that it's not on the native Epic blockchain. So while you have your coins in your wallet, in your Vite wallet, which is mobile or your computer, people can actually, what happened to our picture?
All right.
There we go. People can actually see, you know, they actually have vision like the blockchain or the BTC blockchain to where you can see all of the amounts and such. It's the same thing. So if on Vite, if I sent you my address and said, hey, send me 5 Epic, you'd be able to put that in vitescan.io, that address, and you'd be able to see, you know, how many coins that I have. So that sucks, right? So but it was what it was for a while. And then a guy named Poolboy created this GUI 4.0 wallet, which is amazing. So that's where, you know, I got my coins off of Vite and onto the native blockchain, which is very, very important to do, because now it's my coins, right? Not your coin or not your keys, not your coins. When your coins are on Vite, they're Vite's keys and you're basically getting an IOU token. So you ultimately want to get them on the Poolboy's GUI wallet, or which you want to do anyway, right? And then, now we have this Stack wallet, which is created by a guy named Diego, who created the Cake wallet for Monero. So he has been working on this Stack wallet for the last, year and a quarter. And he just released it to the wild. And I'm telling you, it is awesome. So I wanted to show you that. And I'm going to tell everybody that Klaus Schwab is a prophet. He says you will own nothing and be happy. Can you do me a favor and pull up the image that's right above in our chat that says nothing, Ab?
Okay, I will.
So I got my coins off of Vite onto my GUI wallet. So it's on the native blockchain, the Epic blockchain. And then what you do is you download the Stack wallet to your iPhone and then you restore the seeds, to your GUI wallet. So then what it does is it basically just mirrors your GUI wallet.
Oh, okay.
And you can name it. So I named my wallet on the Stack wallet nothing.
Okay.
So, I'm not showing you my balance down there, but I own nothing and I'm happy.
Right. Stack wallet's on Android as well. I just installed it and it says it's in development. Okay.
It is in development, but everything works great. But if you find any bugs out there,
what you're saying is you're adding your GUI desktop wallet to Stack, so it's just a copy of it.
So here's how it works. So when you get the GUI wallet on your computer, which if you need help with that, anybody, go to t.me/EpicCashHelpDesk and they'll help you. They'll give you the guide and everything to be able to do it. It's real easy peasy. The guide is great. And so then once you ultimately download that GUI wallet, then you do a cross-chain withdrawal from Vite to your GUI wallet, and then now that gets your coins on the Epic Cash blockchain. So the GUI wallet is just like, imagine the way I think about it is, you know, my bank balances, right? If I'm on my computer, I can log into my checking, savings, etc., do my online bill pay, right? I can do that from my computer. So that's your GUI wallet. So is your money from the bank on your computer as you're typing away and paying bills? Of course not. You're just getting vision into the bank, your balances at the bank, right? Well, the Stack wallet, what it does, when you put that on your phone, it's like you can also download your Bank of America app on your phone. So you're still seeing everything that you're seeing from your desktop, but you're seeing them. It's just two different ways of seeing the same information at the bank. So the GUI wallet and the Stack wallet is just two different ways of being able to see your Epic on your blockchain. And the seed words are like your password that you would have to enter in to get into your bank on your computer. You know, you have to enter in your password, or from your phone, you have to enter in your password, and that gives you the access. So your seed words are the most important thing that you could ever secure when you are getting into crypto. Not your keys, not your coins. And if you don't have your seed words, like if something happens and let's say that your computer and your phone all got burned up in a fire at the same time. Well, if you had taken your 24 seed words and you had engraved them and several times and put them in different places, all you have to do to be able to access is to be able to recreate your wallet using those seed words. And boom, all of your special sacred Epic, you know, is restored. But if you lose those and you lose your access, then you're in trouble. Keep in mind, when you're in crypto, you are your own customer service department. So it is way better to be really, really safe. T.me/EpicCash. Come in there. It's a great community, and we can send you to our security area where there's a wonderful group of people in there that teach us how to be secure with our crypto. So I wanted to, I don't even think you got my joke, you know, Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, first of all, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm looking at, but you're saying you created a wallet on your phone that mirrors the wallet on your desktop, and you called it Nothing.
Yes.
So when Klaus Schwab comes looking, he'll find nothing that he can that he can have access to.
Yeah,
that's I'm getting it now.
I can with good conscience say I own nothing, and I'm very, very
you
happy.
Own nothing. Yes, you own the word nothing. Yeah, don't forget. Yes.
Speaking of, you know what Klaus Schwab also wants us to do? Can you pull up the CNN video there? This is our future, everyone. If Klaus Schwab gets his way, I want you to just kind of you hear the narrative out there, right, about eating crickets and insects. Well, let's look at a cockroach farm in China. Take a look at that.
I have to save it. I didn't realize we're gonna play a lot of videos, so let me just save that one.
Just two videos.
Oh,
just
okay. Two. We're gonna play then, it. No problem.
We'll nail it.
Maybe put down your fork, because Wang Fu Min has a surprise for you. Welcome to the roach farm. That's right, cockroaches.
So inside here is where they breed the cockroaches. You can just hear them in here, and they stink of ammonia. And Wang says that in these rooms, there are nearly a million cockroaches. And it is literally the stuff of nightmares.
I feel close to them, Wang tells me. Just smell that unique smell they have.
Ooh, you can smell it, huh?
Unbelievably, this crop of American cockroaches brings in serious cash for Wang. He's the roach kingpin in the growing markets in China.
This is the motherload in this one giant packet of roaches. Wang says there's around half a ton of these critters, and they could all be ordered by Chinese pharmaceutical companies. It's almost 6 feet tall.
Wang says pharmaceutical companies are lining up to buy his stash. They peddle crushed roach pills in China as a catch-all cure for stomach, liver, and heart ailments. And it's not just business for Wang. Since the age of 7, he's been admiring and eating cockroaches. And that one's just an appetizer. Because Wang prefers his roaches fried in peanut oil.
I have to say they look worse than when they...
And all, yeah, peanut oil. That is that a seed oil? Because that's also super toxic.
Went in.
Isn't it amazing how they're socializing, eating insects?
Hasn't quite caught on yet.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So,
all right,
I know lots of cultures eat other food, and it's in Asia. I don't know what the history of eating bugs is. Maybe perhaps it's just because that's all you could afford or the average forager could find in the area. But in this modern age, I don't think there's any real need to do that. I know why they want us to do it.
Do you see the cartoon that I sent about the TV told me? Can you pull that up?
I'll find it for you. The Kevin J. Johnson show, even though it's off the air now.
Yeah.
They did a show on the bugs. And yep. There's a possibility that these things are toxic because of whatever they harbor in their body. He said they harbor parasites. I'm not.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I reported on that at one point in time that you can't heat them to a level that does not destroy the protein that will kill the parasites. So the TV told me that if I eat bugs and pay more money to the government, the weather will be gooder. I just love that. Folks, every week I'm going to have a few memes to be able to share. Let's just go through some of the memes. I just have four this week, but I'm going to keep my eye out for you guys because this is going to be kind of like, you know, an entertainment show when we get together.
We got to find a fast way to do this because it's a little tricky to get them off.
Next time I'll send them in advance. You'll download them. You'll have them at the ready.
And what we're going to do is you're going to number them instead of making me look for them. You're going to say number 5, please, sir.
Perfect. And that'll be gooder. That'll be really gooder. I think that.
Yeah, that's what we's going to do there. Here's another one.
All right. You feel like shit because the food is fake. The water is toxic. The prescription aren't working. The sleep is poor. The liver is angry. The sun is blocked. The exercise ignored. The parasites are active. The energy is stagnant. The news is on. I think that just kind of sums it up. Let's go to another one. Let's go to another meme for all of you out there who.
What do you want next?
Whatever you want to put up. Maybe, you know, astronaut.
Okay.
For the folks that believe that we went to the moon.
Does anyone still believe that?
I think there are still people who believe that, as crazy as that is. I want to be an astronaut, but you can't swim.
The heart of thinking, what does that mean?
So that means that the video that NASA tries to pull off of astronauts fixing things and
being in space on the space station,
being in space outside, you know, fixing things. You can see air bubbles. So it's basically all filmed underwater.
Right. Cause that's the best way to simulate weightlessness, which is what they say is space. And we have to remember space was invented by Walt Disney Corporation in the 30s. They're the ones that instructed the first astronauts what space was. So they're basically living in a comic in live action role playing.
Right. So for those who still may believe that we actually went to the moon,
right?
Ab, can you just throw out just because you are the fakeologist? You study fakery.
I do.
You know what? Before answering that, can you give us a little tour? Maybe take the folks that are of my tribe, the Epic Cash Awesome community. Show us where they can find you. Maybe let's go to fakotube.com. Well, no, okay.
I want to start at fakeologist because this is the homepage. This is the gateway. If you just remember one word, fakeologist.com, this is where you start and this is where you go as your root directory or your beginning place to click everything. So every place you want to go on my website is here. We got a blog. We got forums where you can chat in a sensible way with threads, topics. Yep. I have live streams. I have my past podcasts, which are innumerable, about 2,000 audios. And then this is the thing that I've been spending much time on, thanks to the sponsorship of Epic Cash, mm-hmm. FakoTube, because it seems like the world loves video. And as much as I like the written word, and you can learn quite a bit, and as much as I like podcasts, because you don't have to watch the screen, you can walk and talk and cut the lawn and do all kinds of things and drive. People are so attracted to moving pictures that we have FakoTube. Now, FakoTube is a big venture because video is computer intensive, so it costs money, where audio typically really doesn't cost anything. But video serving is expensive.
Time out. Let me interrupt you. Mm-hmm. Why not YouTube? Why FakoTube? And what's the difference between YouTube and FakoTube?
Well, the main thing is I can't keep up, and other truthers can't keep up with putting a YouTube video up and having it taken down. Every time you load a video, it takes time. And it also doesn't always work. You know the frustrations as a producer. It's not always easy. And if someone is taking things down as quickly as you're putting them up, you might think, boy, I think I'm wasting my time. And since we only have a finite time left on this universe, we have to really put our time, make it very productive. So that's the main reason. I have about five YouTube channels.
And let's rewind a little bit. You and I had a show on YouTube where we were doing our thing before, you know, when all of this pandemic started. And we ended up getting canceled and censored and everything. And and that was a point in time to where, you know, you were playing around with this FakoTube thing and are like, you know, I don't want people to go to my YouTube and have holes in it to where they've deleted channels. And so you took the bull by the horns and you're like, you know what? Screw that.
Right.
I'm going to be my own YouTube and God bless it. And so take it from there on.
Yeah. So there's lots of software out there that can simulate YouTube. It's not all easy to use. It's not all fully developed. It's all over the place. So it's difficult to find a really good simulation of YouTube. I think I found a pretty good simulation. There is nothing in software or in this world, as we know, as is happening now, that is foolproof to stay online, because the powers that should not be, the DBB, droid Babylonian bastards, as you call them, they have every trick that they're trying. So FakoTube is a pretty good piece of software. The developer is very responsive.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean I'm still not, we're not 100% safe, because I don't think anything in this world at this point in time in the war is 100% safe. Mm-hmm. So as far as I know, it's the best that I can do right now for the cost, because there is a cost.
Let me share with everyone. Ab is the best curator of non-MSM news out there. And so
I'm trying. I don't know if I'm the best, but I try.
And shout out to Mother Trucker.
Yeah.
You drive for a living.
Yeah.
And you are, you know, always listening out there. You have your go-tos. And when you find something that interests you, that you think is important, that might be deleted elsewhere, then you upload it to...
That's right.
Yes.
I put it on my blog. I put it on FakoTube. And I don't want to put things and put energy on my blog and then you go there a week later and it's gone because someone's deemed it inappropriate. Because like you said, my blog will look like Swiss cheese. It'll be frustrating. So I try and put the stuff where I find it on Twitter or other video sites that may or may not be there. We don't know. Or I'll take it off Facebook because it may or may not be there tomorrow or next week or next month. There's no timeline for censorship.
FakoTube is a veritable repository of
my favorite stuff,
of your favorite stuff, and videos that have surely been censored elsewhere. Absolutely censored.
Well, I think they are of the potential, or I just want them to bring them to my site where I know they're going to work. Don't forget, when somebody puts a video up, they themselves could delete it if it's not censored or decide to change it or move it. So I really want to bring everything into a central place. Today, I'd like to announce that I have mirrored the site in Europe and I believe Australia. So we're in the process of taking these video files. So they're going to be in Australia. So if you're in Australia, you won't have to travel through the internet, the World Wide Web, to North America. So there, it may improve your speed.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. So we've done caching in the different continental areas. And now not only is there a cache, but there's the original source file. I think that's how it works. So we're mirrored. So it should be much faster and more responsive. And I know people have no patience. So if they click a video and nothing happens, they're gone. So hopefully things will start right away. And that should take probably a couple of days to propagate around the world. So we have, I think, three different sources of the videos. I think that's how it works. I'm not even sure perfectly. Yeah. So
Donna, the mother trucker, just gave us a thumbs up. So I'm sure she's either driving or she's pulled over somewhere getting a little needed rest. But Donna,
good.
The mother trucker.
Yeah,
is,
truckers listen to a lot of audio, so they really soak in a lot of info. So that's FakoTube. I mean, eventually we're going to hopefully get Uncle Vigilante. He can stream his show over here. It's a little different, and you need a little bit of proficiency to get it going on multiple sites. But eventually now, I think I have unlimited storage. Not quite sure how that's billed, but therefore I think Uncle Vigilante can probably start putting a few more things on his channel and even streaming to it.
That would be cool. So we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I just got to connect it through Zoom, but I know through Zoom we were able to do it with Restreamio.
And I think Restream is starting to figure out how to interface with Zoom. So there may be some nice new connections. I don't know because I'm not a Zoomer. But you may be able to investigate. I can't tell you for sure, but everything is changing all the time and Restream is pretty aggressive. Hey, their updates.
Ab, somebody asked, do you have a TipBot account?
Yet another account. I have no idea what TipBot is. Can you explain?
TipBot is so damn cool. So
where is it?
If you're in the Epic Cash community, go to t.me/ Epic Cash and just put in TipBot and then the bot in there will give you the information you need. But if you sign up for a TipBot account, basically linking it to your Vite account.
Okay.
Then I can go in there. So Nicholas just asked if you have a TipBot account. So what Nicholas would probably do, he would say tip@abfakeologist5. Enter. And then boom, it shows in the chat that you've just been tipped 5 Epic. It's so cool.
I like
freaking,
it. I love it.
This was created by one of our community members, tech guys, amazing Black Tiger, and this tip bot can absolutely revolutionize.
I found it in the cash thing. So what do I do? Can you really be quick on that, or can you give me a quick? I could probably do it pretty quickly if you could explain it.
Mother truckers, she can help people in there. So maybe she can say something in the chat.
Because I see TipBot is a Telegram bot. I think it's also in Discord, according to this presearch.com search I just used here. It looks TipBot for Twitter and all kinds of places. Is that right?
Okay. Well, they probably name it the same thing, but this is the Epic Tip Bot. So you would find it in t.me/.
But it's the Tip Bot for Telegram, though. Like the bot doesn't stand on its own; it has to live. A bot is a program that runs within on a platform. So Telegram has a Tip Bot that's connected to Epic Cash, I guess.
yeah, whatever. All I know is that it's awesome. And okay. Our community is a very giving community. And,
so in other words, he, if I was set up properly, he could do that tip bot command in the Telegram or in the Epic Telegram.
Yeah, you just give him your handle in Telegram. Why don't you give your handle in Telegram right now? Yeah.
Well, it should be Fakeologist or Tim G. I'm not sure how it shows, actually.
It shows I am a Fakeologist. Fakeologist. That's your username.
I'll just type in the word tipbot and in the Epic Cash Help Desk, and I don't see... I just put the word tipbot, and someone can see who I am. I guess when they look at whatever it shows on their screen.
Did anything pop up in there on like how do I install a tipbot?
Well, I just did a search for tipbot in the help desk community. And it brought up quite a few things. So I'm not sure I can just do it while I'm talking. But yeah, it's yet another thing. But I can show you on my fakeologist.com/donate page. We do have a
your
QR code.
Take a look at that.
Is that the same thing? Similar? Is that easy?
If it's that easy, everyone watching this, if you like what Ab does and you want to support the fact that he is curating content that you'll never see on mainstream news and give you one central location, fakotube.com, to be able to go and just peruse and see what's going on out there, then why don't you go into your Vite wallet, go into your Epic 002, go into your send, and then where you see the little hash in the address area, you click on that, and then it'll say, the third one down will say QR code, and you just click that, hold it up, and it'll actually capture that QR code and auto-populate Ab's receive address. It's really cool. And Donna said, tap on at Epic Tipbot and follow the instructions, Ab. Can you do that?
Tap on at Epic Tipbot in the Epic Cash Help Desk.
Yeah, probably.
At Epic Tipbot.
Enter.
And, I see. That just says... So what you do is you type at Epic Tipbot, the tip, and then the username, and then the amount. So I need to know
to set yours up.
I need an account, I guess, is the question. So I need to do a little more than that.
It only takes a few minutes, Mother Trucker says. So
Everything is fast when you know how to do it. But like I said, I'll have to work on that.
You'll work on it.
So that's something for the Telegrammers to, if they want to send a tip as well. It's through the Vite wallet.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Max Freeman is obviously listening. He just sent some help. And, there you go. So let's see. He's got me going. So I can start going.
Go. let's show everyone how easy this is.
Do you want me to show? Well, do you want me to show my screen? I don't know if I can show that. Let's see. Let's take a peek. You can see what I'm doing. I'll try not to type in anything private unless people want to steal my tips. I'm not sure.
You don't want that. You'll get to a point, and if you have to, if it's asking for anything personal or whatever, then stop sharing.
Oh, I see. It says you will receive a one-time link with your wallet seed phrase. So I guess I cannot show that. Okay.
Don't do that.
And then you take... Okay, all right. So it looks like we need to set up some seeds, so I can't really proceed.
Nope. Yep. So this will be for next week.
But anyone could do that, I guess.
But this will be your homework. So next week, we'll get everyone on. We'll see if we can get you a little love, Ab.
Well, I appreciate that, but this is also an easy... So that's a way to type it in, but this is also easy. You told us last week, you just point your phone to this, and away you go. That's pretty damn easy, isn't it?
It's very easy, but once you get set up with your Epic Tipbot, it's easier for someone just to simply go into Telegram and say, tip at I'm a Fakeologist 10. Boom.
I'm okay with that. All right. So that So you still recommend using Veet, even though we've got the Stack Wallet thing going on?
Well, what I recommend is that you keep the majority of your bag, let's just say. So let's say you had 1,000 coins. You know, I would put 80% of that on the GUI wallet,
right.
GUI 4.0, so that you are actually on the layer one Epic cash block. It's not a token, but I would then keep like 20% or 10%, depending upon how big your bag is, on your Vite wallet so that you can do things like send tips or support something. I have, you know, you can have 10 wallets within Vite, and I have a wallet that is my community support wallet. And so I have dedicated part of my, my Epic, just like anything, you know, if you want your business to grow, you need to invest in it. So I have a certain percentage. It's kind of like a thinking of it as a tithe, that is in my Epic community wallet. And so, I try to be very supportive as many, many other people are. It's just a great community. But then, you know, that would be the wallet that you would connect, your receive address to, or your tip bot to, and, you're in business at I'm a Fakeologist. Boom.
Do you have a tip bot account?
I do.
Okay.
You can
could tip you as well. What's your name on there if anyone wants to send you a tip?
I'm the Uncle Vigilante, I think. It's a good question.
Does that mean that there's an Uncle Vigilante that stole your name?
So it's at the Uncle Vigilante.
Okay. So if anyone wants to send you some moolah, you can. I have a question that says here, Epic Souls wants to ask you something.
I've gotten a grand total of 15 Epic in my whole YouTube career.
Where did they get sent to, though? How did they do that? What did they do?
I showed my, what you just showed, you know, where people can screen capture it.
Right. So you just put your QR code and somebody shot it to you?
I showed the QR code on one of my shows, and I think I got 3 different deposits.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And it looks like Epic is on sale today, like a lot of other coins.
Yeah. Well, do me a favor. Can you please open? Okay. I want you to do this.
I will.
Open up the Twitter that says, goodness gracious, I'm locked out of my phone. What the heck? It's not even letting me. There we go.
But thanks, Max Freeman, for pointing me in the right direction. I'll do that, man. It seems like every day I'm installing something new. I don't know how the average non-computer person can keep up with this technology whirlwind that they are.
Quick, I have to tell you a quick tech thing for old people, right?
Yeah.
So my dad moved to this brand new facility, right? It's like the premium for elder care, people who are suffering from dementia. This is like, you know, it just opened. And so he has this phone that's this big ass white phone that has the numbers. Imagine the numbers being about, you know,
big numbers.
Big.
Yeah.
But each one of them is programmed. So you can either program, you can push a button or move a button over to where it'll behave like a phone, where you can go 1-203-912, blah, blah, blah. Or you can put it to where it's
speed
programmable.
Dial. Yeah.
It's speed dial. So each number has one of, like, I think number 6 on the phone. And there's 6 kids in our family. So I'm 6 and my brother, Tom, is 4 and such. Anyway, Dad was really good at being able to use that. So we would call him and it's not a cell phone. It's a landline. And so when he moved into this new facility is so advanced, they didn't have, phone jacks installed in the rooms. So his phone was just a paperweight. And so, but he cannot manage a cell phone. He just can't. That's long gone, right?
Yeah, so crazy.
But we researched and we're like, holy cow. You know, let's find a phone out there that might be simpler. And we found one that was supposedly to be for an Alzheimer patient, yeah, where basically the screen just has pictures of like the kids. Okay. Dude, we ordered it. I had it sent to me. It arrived at my hotel and I'm like, while I'm in town, I'm tech savvy. I'll set this sucker up. I got it and I'm sitting here looking at it and it is like a sleek iPhone and the plug to, you know, like you would charge any phone is at the bottom. And it was so small and all I did was took one look at this thing. I didn't even turn it on. I'm like, are you shitting me? My dad, first of all, he's going to drop this. He's going to leave it somewhere. I'm not even going to screw with playing with this. So I found that they have wireless phone jacks. So I was able to get one of those, which was really cool. So for it was $125. I got this wireless phone jack that behaves like a wireless phone. And then it's $19.99 a month for unlimited long distance service in and out. Well, obviously in is free. But so that's the solution. Now I can plug dad's phone in it and he can now use. But he went for like 2 weeks without being able to speak to anyone. He couldn't get phone calls in. He couldn't call out.
And so they deliberately designed the place for cell phones. They were not intending to have anyone using an old-fashioned phone. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. And they realize that is a mistake now because it's one of those, duh, you know? But pull up.
Well, in 20 years, they might be fine. But right now, it's a mistake. Yeah. 20 years, I can see. But, you know, like you said, with arthritic fingers using a small touchscreen where you maybe can't even unbend your finger to use your fingertips. You can't use your knuckles with a smartphone. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's a total oversight.
Well, and then it's just, you know, when people have dementia, little things trigger them. It's like if they can't find something, right? So I can just imagine my dad just leaving the phone out when he goes down to eat breakfast or something, and then just the rest of the day being obsessed about it. So bad idea for the mobile phone, but there was a solution. So anyone out there, you know, what I learned is there are wireless phone jacks, which is wireless.
So what does it connect to though? What is the jack actually connecting to? Has it got a SIM in it?
No, it's like a wireless phone.
I know, but what's it connect to though? It has to have some network it connects to. Is that
it connects to wireless service.
So it has a SIM in it. So you had to buy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you basically buy the device that has two antennas, one on each side, right, and it sits on, and it has a phone jack, two phone jacks.
Right. So it's connected to the AT&T or Verizon or somebody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. You got it. Yeah, that seems like an interesting.
It's pretty awesome. Go to I sent you at this point. It's all math in the notes.
Yeah. Do you want to answer a quick question when I find it? Epic Soul says, "Ask Uncle Vigilante about his JLB interview and what he said about Jaronism and others." I didn't listen to that, so I don't know what he's talking about.
So it was a great interview with JLB.
Is it all free or do you have to pay for half of it?
The first hour is free. I think the Jaronism and Weiss information was on the back half behind the door.
Oh, Weiss was on there?
No. John was just talking about those guys and he doesn't really like them. and so he was pretty aggressive about that. And, I love both Weiss and Jaron. So I didn't say much.
You got Jaron on the Epic Cash wagon yet? Because he's a big crypto guy.
Yeah, he's absolutely wise. Okay. Yeah, we have SGT report.
Okay. Is that their go-to crypto, or are they just putting it in their portfolio?
SGT report did not, when he did the interview with Max, or he had Max on, he did not accept any Epic Cash. He went out and he shared that he spent $3,500 on Epic Cash, and he feels really good about that investment. So, but if you could take a look at this, and can you just read that? Because I can't from mine, but why don't you read what Max wrote?
He says, if you had $1,000 worth of R, which is pirate coin, a year ago, today you have 100. That sounds like me.
Yeah.
I think I'm out of R now. If you had 1K worth of Epic, you would have 1,700, 17 times more. Is your YouTuber or newsletter keeping you poor? Why? And I guess that's a bit of a shot at Dollar Vigilante.
You would just comment, it looks like Epic is on sale. But when you take a look relative to the entire market, bro, we're up year over year still. So it's like when you take a look at the blood, I mean, if you were still just all in R, I mean, you'd want to jump off the pirate ship and head first into a great white. You know, it's
Saylor is saying Bitcoin is a miracle happening right before our eyes.
Oh, go to the I sent you a Saylor thing. Go to the Saylor.
I'm just look. That's just coming up under more tweets right now, just so you know.
Yeah, go to this. So Michael Saylor, he's a convicted pump and dump scammer with 2.6 million followers. He's now being prosecuted for tax fraud. So, you know, he already resigned as CEO for MicroStrategy. And this dude just bet the farm on BTC, and he's in a lot of trouble. MicroStrategy's in a lot of trouble, but so he is being sued. What does that say there, Justin? Washington DC. Can you read that?
This is from what time? I guess right now, today, Washington DC. So the city is suing him. Is suing MicroStrategy founder and executive chairman Saylor for allegedly not paying income taxes in the district. In the more than 10 years he's lived here. So you have to pay income tax if you live in Washington, D.C., I guess. Because there's some place, there's some states, and I guess there's the one district where you don't have to pay income tax. I guess that's state or district income tax. I guess that's what they're referring to.
Right. Mm-hmm. I remember, I mean, the company I work for is based out of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And so I pay New York City.
Really?
Tax. Yeah.
That doesn't, but I thought it's where you reside.
It is, but it's complicated.
Yeah.
It's,
so if you get paid from another state, they want their piece of the action just to, man, everyone wants their piece. Okay. So I guess,
or I should say I used to, and then we switched to a payment. You know, the folks that handle payroll, they have, that they are based in, one of their
wherever they're sat. So it's a tax avoidance.
Is in Florida.
It's a tax avoidance method, I guess. I guess everyone finds a way around things.
For years and years and years, I was paying New York sales tax. I mean, income tax.
Right.
And then city income tax. That's another one.
Right. Know? Right.
So when they changed the payment provider, it was like a 15% raise for me. It was awesome.
I didn't know they had city income tax in the U.S. Yeah. We're told that Canadians are overtaxed compared to other places. We don't have city income taxes, so that's a real eye opener.
Oh man, I tell you what, we have so many hidden taxes. Next week, I'll send you something that we can review. The last thing, if you pull up the executive order 14067, this is really important for people to be aware of. It's an executive order recently signed by Biden. People should go read that.
Wow.
This is basically telling us what they're going to do with these central bank digital currencies. And when you read through it, it all sounds a little yippy skippy. And you know how what is the act there? They passed, inflation
reduction act that they're going to pour millions of dollars into the trillions of dollars in the economy to stop inflation. That, of course, the original last 2 years has been caused by flooding the market with trillions of dollars.
Exactly. So this executive order, when you read it, it sounds like they are just out for the people and they're out to be able to make sure that we don't get screwed. And
this 47-second clip from the 70s? Have you heard this? Yeah.
Love Milton Friedman.
Inflation is made in Washington because only Washington can create money. And any other attribution to other groups of inflation is wrong. Consumers don't produce it. Producers don't produce it. The trade unions don't produce it. Foreign sheiks don't produce it. Oil imports don't produce it. What produces it is too much government spending and too much government creation of money and nothing else. Too much government spending and too much government creation of money.
I don't get it.
And that, of course, is from one of my favorite YouTube channels that I actually subscribe to with a little tip bought through YouTube. So I guess they steal half of it. And that is John Talks. If you're not subscribed to John Talks, you should be. That guy is a video clip guy. All his videos are around 30 seconds. So I think everyone has the time for it. Just really, really good. That's where I get my news. He literally clips the day's news. John Talks.
Well, what's Talks? I mean, is it T-O-X?
T-A-L-K-S. John Talks as in blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So it looks like does he have anything for today? The last thing is 23 seconds ago. His favorite topic is the dementia person in chief, as dementia you can see here. It's really embarrassing. Plus, he's really picked up on the new diversity hire, the press secretary. I kind of miss Firecrotch there. But so he goes after her. He's got some Trudeau. He's got a lot of Kamala. And some Fauci.
How many subscribers does he have?
364,000.
Oh, that's amazing.
He should have millions. He's really good. And he's quite prolific. 3 or 4 videos a day, John Talks. I just took that from John Talks because that one is a real good one. There's just no other explanation for inflation. It's just adding money to the already infinite pool, chasing the same finite goods and services. It's pretty damn simple.
Yeah, right.
So anyway.
So CBDCs coming to United States
everywhere.
Pick your pocket soon. So if you read that executive order and it doesn't concern you about what's going to happen to cash, how it's going to disappear, and they're talking about December. You know, I don't think there's a way in hell that they can get this thing implemented by then.
December. This executive order is from March 9th of this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It seems like we're into some more, because they're really wrenching society right now. They're using the softening of the coronavirus hoax. It's been 2.5 years. To me, the spell is going to wear off probably instantly soon. So I think their time is running out because they really want to punch so many really dramatic things through. And I'm not against change. Let me just tell you, I love change when it's for the good, but the fact that they're using this poison to kill people at the same time is really soured any ideas that they have put forward. Because I thought, well, if we're dealing with people that are willing to kill people or maim and injure them, I really don't care how great their ideas are. Because we're talking about a very interesting and a very new currency, Epic Cash. But you can't just force people and say, listen, if you don't turn over your U.S. dollars and all your assets in Epic Cash by the end of the year, you're just going to be out of luck. That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you tie it in with, oh, by the way, we're injecting you with poison to soften your brain and your mind and everything up. I think it's horrible.
Yeah. So Did you see Chris Sky came out with a new video today to where he reported on a junior hockey player, 19 years old, who just died on the ice.
There's so many stories like that. And we've got our Facebook group, because on Thursdays, we're doing as long as we can with Tiago. We're not doing our round table right now. We've put it on hold for a minute because we're doing Died Suddenly. And his Died Suddenly group, I'm not sure if you know this, has got, let's just do a quick check now. It has over 100,000 users. And when we talked 2 weeks ago, it was in the tens of thousands. So now it's over 100. He thought at 10,000. Oh, now it's at 110. So it's exponential right now. He figured when it got to 10, he would be banned.
That's amazing. So, tell us about this group.
What Tiago administers it. Tiago thinks he has the keys to keeping it going. He thinks he knows how to get around the Facebook censors, deleters. I don't really know if there's really a logical way around these guys because they're very illogical. Tiago takes posts that he is sure will not get censored and he puts them up himself. He won't let anyone post. You can't say certain words.
Yep.
And that's why last week's show he had to delete it because we had a couple caller inners that said some bad words and he did not want to risk losing the group. And I said, that's fine. But we got good feedback on last week's show. It was a call-in show. We had a couple callers. But so he's administering this group and it's talking about Died Suddenly. So that is pretty much one of the top searches. And I just got an email a couple hours ago saying, if you use the hashtag Died Suddenly on Facebook, it will be banned. They have banned hashtags apparently on Facebook. Again, it's their platform. It's their internet. So it's their rules. So I don't know how this group is surviving on Facebook. Amazing. But he's been trying and he's been thinking about getting a lot of these 110,000 now people over to another platform. And we know all the challenges you have doing that. Yeah. People are addicted like crack to Facebook. Totally. Even though it's not a great interface, but he's been trying to figure out how to just leverage it. So when this thing does get evaporated or liquidated, he'll be able to keep going.
Has he sent out a message to have everybody sign up to a newsletter and just do that? Just because then if they do, if it ever gets censored, then
he has all these ideas. I think he was trying to do Patreon, but I told him Patreon is not really the safest place either. So I know he's been talking a bit to our friend Velasad and he talks to me I told him, listen,
I'm taking a page out of, Tim's book. You know, the Tim I'm talking about,
Tim Osman,
Tim IPS he literally launches a YouTube channel that gets banned the second they're like, oh, that's Tim again. Yeah. But he really leaned on his newsletter and people signed up for it really just to be able to keep track of where he's going to whack-a-mole up next. And I think that would be the easiest thing to do. And you could talk about that. You could say, here's why. I mean, it's great. We have this community of 110,000 people that could evaporate tomorrow because somebody just says the wrong thing at the wrong time that hits somebody else, a sensor wrong. And then poof, this incredible community is gone. So please sign up to the newsletter. It's really, really there to be able to just let you know where we're going to be if that ever happens.
And that's why I have my own platform, fakeologist.com and fakotube.com. You can sign up on Fakotube. You can sign up on Fakeologist. There's actually separate places on the internet. So if one gets whacked somehow, some way, the other one should still be going, etc. But you can log in, get your email on there, get a password that only you can touch. And I have no access to, of course, and just get emails and notifications. So hopefully,
don't you, as part of the sign in process, ask if people have crypto and what their seed words are?
Yeah, no, I would never do anything like that. But we have our own platform here. The only challenge is you have to find it. And we made the words pretty easy to spell and pretty easy to get to. And we do go, I am on Facebook just because you have to be, just to get your foot in there. I'm not on YouTube right now because I put all my energy into making sure Fakotube works and Fakeologist works. I don't want to spend 20 minutes starting a new YouTube account.
Good.
So that's where we are, and so that's where we will always be. Uncle Vigilante, of course, is also on Fakotube. He has his own channel. He's one of the few people that can upload to Fakotube because it's a very private server. And eventually he can stream his shows simultaneously to Fakotube. I'm not saying get off YouTube, but if he can be simultaneous.
I'll try to figure that out.
Yeah, he'll be simultaneous. So if you don't find one, you'll find the other. You'll never lose them. And that's the whole point. Because if you accidentally say the wrong word on your YouTube channel,
right,
because you have a foot in both communities, then you don't want to have to deal with all the fallout. But for some reason, like I said, Died Suddenly is still going, and there are a million stories about people that die of unknown causes or died suddenly. People put their personal stories up. That's what I'm scrolling through right now, and it's crazy. The number things that are happening to people.
It's amazing, but then cognitive dissonance kicks in, right?
But how can it keep kicking in? If this was the second week of this, guys, we're coming up to year three. What has to be done to convince people? Look at these injuries, and I mean, this is gross stuff.
Well, Ab, what I want to do, because I sent this to, I just sent it to you. I want to leave on a
positive note.
Not positive note, but this is one of those to where what you're going to see, and I sent this to my wife and daughter today, and I basically said, this is why we held firm. And
I've seen this before. I didn't watch it, but I saw the face, so I'll play it. But this is the Died Suddenly group, by the way. It's a private group on Facebook. So you have to be approved by Tiago. He's the one that approves it. Just letting you guys know.
I'm just so freaking
okay, hold on a sec. We'll play this in a sec. I just had to click it to make sure it loaded.
And I'm sharing this because, look, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people, like you know this, Ab, I have been very vocal about maintaining my body, my choice. I'm not getting this, right? And my bullshit meter started just going off the charts early. You and I had a show. We were talking about all of this and stuff. But now it's like, people whom I love, 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 you know, have had, have gotten the, I don't want to even say because, you know, I don't know if they're still censoring over that, but you know what I'm saying.
They're not censoring on Fakotube, but we're simulcasting. So, and I hate doing that, by the way. That's why we have Fakotube. I hate not saying the word. Why can't we say this is stupid?
Yeah, it is stupid. But you know, there's a lot of people in our own operating realities whom we love who have gone down this path, and it breaks my heart. And I hope that saline was in most of these things.
Right. Probably was.
Here is some, the post, all you're going to see is a video, but she had just gotten her third.
Right.
And Okay, go ahead.
I'm just so freaking fucking fed up. I don't want to be that person that fucking cries on this app, but God fucking damn it. Really? Like, I feel like my whole life's been stripped from me. This is so freaking painful.
That's gross.
I'm that person that cries on this app, but it's not about a boy. It's about my freaking life. Anyone else notice this? Like, I was literally just following doctor's orders, following the government mandates, and now this is my life. Am I allowed to see?
Well, that's pretty gross. What app was that on? Where was she on, TikTok or Instagram or?
I found it in Telegram. Somebody had posted it.
Oh, okay. So she's at Cynthia, whoever she is. See, I'm still the fakeologist, so I'm super suspicious of everyone now and what they're doing, but I have seen some real injuries around me, and now we have this very large Died Suddenly group at 110,000. I don't think there's 110,000 actors on this group, so something for sure is happening. I know you have personal experience, so you can speak and verify. So I think there's a lot of mixed in, but I think in general, it's definitely hurting people. I think we put a number, 5%. Could be higher in your area. But it could be lower.
At this point in time, because because so many people I love have made an alternative choice than I did.
Right.
But if there's just, I just pray that those same people just don't fall for it again. When they come back and they say that, you know, that it is, that this is going to help. I mean, I think people just have to be totally mindless now and have literally no discernment capabilities. If after seeing everything that's going on out there, if you still believe your TV, sponsored by Pfizer, by the way, and you still believe that this is going to keep you safe. I mean, my gosh, you don't have to go too far to do some research to understand, you know, the harm. You just showed it, that 110,000 people, there's real harm happening. So take the risk of getting a really bad cold. It used to be, there used to be a point in time. I think Ab, it predated, we have to go way back. 2019, when people got the cold and flu.
Nobody gets that anymore. Those stats are almost zero right now at this point.
Zero.
Yeah.
So when you and I were on.
And who knew they were counting? Even the counts before, who would check in and get counted with the flu or a cold? Not me. I wouldn't call anyone. I wouldn't post anyone. I wouldn't go to my doctor. You had a cold. No one to report into, man.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh man, I recently was so sick. You know, I was so sick that I actually blew a hernia.
Right. You're coughing away.
But I hadn't been sick for probably 3 years.
Right. It's a miracle we aren't sick all the time because we are dealing with such high level stress.
Yeah.
You turn your TV on and a hand punches you in the head. 60 times a second. You're just getting pounded. When else have you turned on the TV to get this level of intense news? Never.
And that's yes. But Ab, you've reported on this. You have a really succinct summary of what makes us sick.
Right.
Stress being one of them. They're like.
Well, the first things. One, the most obvious is injury. When you fall or someone hits you or you get in a car crash, that's an easy one. We all understand that. The next one is toxicity, which is chemical poisoning. And God knows we're exposed to more chemical poisoning, including electromagnetic poisoning that we're bathing in right now. Like I'm bathing in it, you're bathing in it. And then, of course, malnutrition. We don't eat the right foods, the combination of right foods, so we don't have the natural foods that we can break down and have those natural vitamins and proteins interact to create good health. And of course, lack of sleep, that almost has its own category. So if you can get those things in top shape, then your body will be in a really great stasis in equilibrium. And I don't like to say immune system because I don't believe in the immune system. We have we have the blood system, we have the lymph system, which is our sewer system. Those are systems. We're not at war with nature. We are just simply either poisoned or not getting nutrition to keep our very complicated chemical soup that's called the human being in good stasis, in good equilibrium with nature. So we're not at war with anything. We're not fighting anything.
When we do get sick, I believe that we are just going through a detox, and it usually happens, you know, once a year.
Well, September is a big month because not because I don't think it's because we are interacting with more people, for instance, business or school. It's simply because the light, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, is starting to go away. So there's less sunlight. And then we have the huge stress of going back to school or to work into our normal routine. The summer relaxation period is over.
Yep,
so we've got that huge anxiety stress where it's quite unnatural to live this unnatural, rigid life of robotically 8 hours at work or school. And then we have the stress of all the stresses that causes. And that impacts our sleep. It impacts our nutrition, what we eat, how we eat. And that's probably why September is a big month for people starting to go downhill. And then going right into December 21st, the darkest day of the year, when we get only 8 hours or so in most northern climates of sunlight. And all the other things that go with the nasty winter season of dry air, lack of humidity, lack of hydration. There's a million. Alex Zek, I put this on FakeoTube. He said it best. I could play that if you want. It's only a minute. If it's not a virus, then what makes you sick? Well, here it is.
So something that I'm asked pretty often by those who don't understand my position on virology is, okay, Alec, if it's not a virus that's making me sick, then what could possibly be making me sick? And my answer is, I don't know, maybe poor nutrition, herbicides and pesticides, stress, mold, perpetual fear, overuse of pharmaceuticals, poor sleep, poor gut health, heavy metals, toxic skin products, EMF exposure, dental procedures, toxic air fresheners, toxic cleaning products, lack of community, overuse of antibiotics, overconsumption of sugar, pasteurized inorganic dairy, fast food, processed foods, refined grains, lack of time in nature, lack of exercise, poor detox pathways, unhealed trauma, vegetable oils, toxic tap water, lack of minerals, soda, overconsumption of alcohol, smoking, poor oral hygiene, chemtrails, shots, and so many other things. The reality is, because we're so myopically focused on this unproven idea of submicroscopic particles that are passed from person to person, we are ignoring all of the many other things that we know are making us sick.
Everything except chemtrails, I believe in, at least where I live. So, that's a great summary. He said it better than I did.
I think so. That was excellent. That was excellent. But I think stress is a big one. My wife, it's very psychosomatic. She will get sick after, like, I remember our dog got out, our German Shepherd got out and bit our neighbor.
That's
was
a big thing.
So afraid that he was going to be taken away, and I'm not going to say nobody, but I will say my wife is such a dog person. I mean, I think if I got hit by a truck, she'd probably shed less tears than if one of our dogs did. you know, after that day, then the next week, man, sick as a dog. See what I did there? No, she was so sick. So, you know, psychosomatic triggered it. She didn't catch something. You know what I mean?
Well, Alex just gave a long list of all the things, but yes, you can think yourself, will yourself sick. For sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah,
I think so. And the alternative, you know, you can really push it back too when you think you're starting to feel crappy or whatever. Man, I tell you, I go on my cigar walks and stuff and
right.
Listen to my podcasts. And I do it every day, you know, I don't smoke every day, but I swear that the more vitamin D I get, the better I feel. I mean, I feel really crappy. When I was at my dad's for the week, it's like I came back and I just felt like hungover, you know, just hungover, just ate like crap because nothing in Goodland, Kansas, the only thing you have is a Walmart that shooed away every good thing in Goodland, restaurant or Main Street. And so you just have McDonald's, Arby's, Taco Bell, you know, all of that crap. And so it's like I didn't eat well for that week and I didn't get any exercise. It was just all inside that old folks home with my dad or at the hotel. And I came back and I went through 3 literal days of, I think, detox. But I was just like, I never get depressed, but I was like so depressed. I know a lot of it had to do with my dad, you know, because I really felt,
well, you can like, see yourself too. You know, when you see your dad, you know, you're next in line.
Yeah.
For the end. And it hurts. And you can see yourself for sure. Cause it's your dad. So you
right.
Super stressful.
And it's just getting old sucks. Yeah. So, but my point is I really do believe that, that vitamin D, I mean, like don't put sunscreen on, just go for a walk. And mm-hmm. get out there and get as much sun as you can. I walk over my lunch hour.
Yeah.
You know, it's just hot in Florida and I'm walking without sunscreen in a tank top and, in shorts, obviously. And, I really, really do think that's, part of what keeps me in good health. Again, I've gotten sick one time in 3 years. And it was a doozy. But you know, I will tell you that, you know, if I did test, I'm pretty sure it would have come back positive for Fluvid.
Well, if you believe it's testing for anything and it's not just a random number generator.
Exactly.
You really have to. Yeah, and what is the test? There's different tests, and it's really. I'll just say it's a random number generator. So
it's a random number.
Because don't forget, part of the scam is you can be asymptomatically sick, which is a contradiction. It's an oxymoron. It defies logic. It's nonsense. Basically, it's nonsense.
I came up with the term asymptom. I'm an asymptom.
A means no. Yeah, no symptoms. Of course. We call that healthy.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call it. But they have made a living playing with words.
The other thing that I observed in Goodland, Kansas, it's where I grew up until I was 12, you know, a town of like 4,000 people.
Right.
But oh my goodness gracious. And again, my heart goes out to these people because the only place that they can shop is Walmart. And they don't have an organic section in Walmart, in the Goodland Walmart. Which boggled my mind. Everyone there is obese. I swear. I mean, I'm talking about like 80% of the people who were walking around were obese, and it's just shit food, man. I think the shit food that most people eat, contributes to sickness more than anything.
There's a lot of toxic poison, and it's really just the logical conclusion to industrial farming, where in order to get the best food or say the highest yield and the prettiest colors, it requires a lot of chemicals, and it also has to make it from the field to the table. And there's a lot of transportation involved and there's a lot of time involved. So there's a lot of preservation required. Otherwise, you're going to get rotten fruit and vegetables in your Walmart after a week or two. So there's a lot. There's just a lot going on.
We have an organic section. You know what? That is why, because it just hit me. It's like I live in Tampa, and I'm literally like 20 minutes away from an Amazon distribution.
Sure, everybody is. Everyone is now.
No, not in Goodland. So,
oh, okay.
So my dad, his recliner, he's having incontinence problems too. And so part of my mission there was to, we swapped out the recliner. I got it sent to this guy that could sanitize and clean it and get it all fresh again. And then they brought it back. And so I wanted to order these incontinence covers for recliners. They make those.
Wow, there's such a thing. Who knew?
To where if a senior, you know, if they pee, you know.
Right, we get it. Okay.
So I ordered two. Now, when I ordered, because it has my address, you know, it knows where it usually ships my package. When I ordered, it was next day delivery. So this was on a Tuesday. Okay, right. It was next day delivery. But because it's Goodland, Kansas, once I put in the address there, my hotel address there, it actually moved it to Friday.
Right.
Because it just takes longer to get to the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And so that's why Walmart doesn't have an organic section. It makes all the sense in the world to me now. I mean, it's just takes so much further. And unless you have put chemicals on that food, it's just not going to arrive there.
They're not going to make it. And then it's not organic, according to whatever organic means.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people out there in Epic, I'm curious, you know, in the chat, if you just let me know, obviously we're not just talking about crypto tonight. And I'm thinking that Tuesday nights are going to be covering a little bit of Epic Cash.
Yeah, I'm fine with that because you were a fakeologist before an Epic person.
Yeah, I was. And then the rest is just, you know, Ab and I doing what we did on our show that we had that was successful, that grew like crazy until they started banning us. And it's fun. I love talking to you, Ab.
Like talking to you, man. You're cool. You're Uncle Odd, you're Uncle Vigilante. And does your Epic Cash community know your Uncle Odd story, how you got that name, or is that?
If they don't, I'll tell it real quick. It's when I was growing, when my nephew was born, Jez, he could not enunciate Todd. So he always called me Uncle Odd. And so everyone in the family started calling me Uncle Odd, and I'm still called Uncle Odd, you know, like it's just funny. Uncle Odd. And so when Ab and I started our show together, I launched the Uncle Odd channel. And so that's when I started talking about crypto, it was still the Uncle Odd channel. And then when Crypto Vigilante came on my show and he's like, "Oh man, I love how you cover everything. We gotta christen you as the Uncle Vigilante." And you know, that's when I still believed in the Crypto Vigilante and their service. And so I was like, absolutely. And so I rebranded to Uncle Vigilante. And then I tried to go by Uncle V mostly because the Vigilante gives a little wink, wink, nod, nod to the Crypto Vigilante. And I appreciate he christened me that. But so I like going by Uncle V mostly.
Yeah, well, that's who you are here. Well, we've been going about an hour and a half. That's a great amount of time. It's a great show. We covered a lot. You brought on a lot of notes, and we're going to refine our note system for next week. Yep. And it'll you're going to keep working. And yeah, you kind of grossed me out with that poor girl's video. I don't like to see that. That's really sad.
Well, it was appropriate based upon what we were talking about. It just, I didn't intend to send that. It was just when we were talking, it reminded me of the video that I sent my wife and daughter today. And so I'm like, oh, I can find that.
And what do they say? What's the reaction? Do they even want to know or see that? Because what's your idea behind that? Because I know my family, They don't want to hear any of this stuff. They're done.
No, this is my wife and daughter that you know, they didn't go down that path either. Mm. And look, I have a 20-year-old daughter who just rushed. She got into her sorority of preference. And
right.
You know what? I'm just reinforcing, you know, I just would hate for there to ultimately be some kind of peer pressure at some point that when all this bullshit starts happening again and the Druid Babylonian bastards start stirring everybody up again about the next whatever it is, that, you know, there's going to be another vax cure. You know, I'm just sending this to drip, drip, drip. Just, you know, she's 20 years old, you know, still susceptible. So even though she's made the right decisions with our influence, I just, you know, I'm just trying to be a good dad, man.
No, it's good. If they don't mind it, but I know mine are tired of hearing it, but anyway.
Well, I don't overdo it. I don't send crap like that all the time, but that one, when I saw that one, it was pretty powerful. And, you know, what 20-year-old wants bad skin. So,
yeah, I just don't want to insult my own family with all this because they know. I think they know as much as they want to know. They don't want to hear anymore.
You have a junior fakeologist, so of course
I know, but they have their limits too, and it's a tough line. Yeah, I don't even know if you can even talk about this anymore with people because they've had enough.
I don't think you can because you have two sides of the, you know, of the line, right?
Yeah.
And I don't like talking to folks who I know have, because I don't think poorly of anyone. It's like, look, if I'm wrong and they're right, then, I don't even know how to articulate this. It's just,
well, you know, you're right. So that's not going to happen.
No, I do know I'm right.
Yeah.
But I want to insult some really, really smart, wonderful people whom I love.
Yeah. You know?
But there are just, I don't know, some people who just believe their TV exclusively, and the propaganda that's been out there with this has just been insane.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you want a happy life? They say happy wife, happy life. No. Happy, turn off your frickin' TV and you'll have a happy life. You know, I mean, I could not, could you imagine coming home after work and turning on CNN to just catch up on your news? Can you imagine? I mean, literally, to me, it's like, I can't even go there. It would be like,
yeah.
I
got lucky because I decided I wasn't watching much TV about, I wish I wrote down what year it was. And I just cut the cable. I said, I hear that the television channels are going digital over the air. So I went and bought an antenna. I put it up myself, risking life and limb. And then it was back like the old days, and you're old enough to know this. Then the channels wouldn't come in every day from across the lake, and I didn't have anything to turn the antenna like the old days. So some days the channel would just not be there, and I wasn't going to get up and move the antenna because you need a big ladder. I just didn't watch. And luckily my children were young enough, so they didn't really notice. They missed the whole idea of cable TV. And then they had computers, of course. So that's one thing. And that's where they spent their time. So really, it's really hard to get blasted by the mainstream media on the internet because there's so much else to do.
Yeah, and that's true.
When you turn on your computer, CNN doesn't start yelling at you like maybe your TV would. So I got really lucky that I cut the cable quite early on. And so I guess it's really affecting people 50, 60 plus right now. They're the ones that, and the children are getting it in school, their propaganda. So that's a different story. So,
yeah. Yeah.
But I'm grateful.
Here, baby. No propaganda here on Tuesday nights or Wednesdays. Self identifies Tuesday nights. So everybody, let's wrap this up.
Yeah. And good chat. Any closing comments?
Let's see. I just, everybody, I think Friday, if you are epic curious at all, you're going to not want to miss Friday's live stream, noon Eastern time. Max is going to, drop some major knowledge and information on us. Well, and
Max is good on the radio.
He is great. He is great. And this is going to be a really, really informative Friday. So I hope you do that. And then, next Wednesday, we're rebooting. We did our quest for superior money with Todd Lewis, which was, I think, a 16 episode series, to where we came up with, a great, great interactive PDF that's very informative that people should download. If you go to t.me/epiccash or you go to our link tree, you can find the quest for superior money and download it. And it's very self-explanatory. But Todd Lewis and I this week are brainstorming on what our next series is going to be. And I'm pretty excited about it. I have a good idea of which way he's leaning, but anytime I can get Todd Lewis on and Max Freeman, of course, too, it gives people a different insight into cryptocurrencies and project development, because these are the guys that, smash the ones and zeros together to make it happen. And, they also are very, very knowledgeable on monetary policy. And so I always learn a lot. So that's going to be next Wednesday, 11 to noon, I believe, or noon to one. It depends his schedule now that he's back in Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, that's the announcements that I have. And, last one is, if you are a podcaster, let me find it here.
I'm a podcaster. Do I need to know this?
I wanted to make sure I got it right. Forgive me, Jam. Mm-hmm. I had a senior moment, but if you go to wherever you get your podcasts, and start listening to Let's Talk Epic Cash.
Okay, who does that?
It's excellent. One of our community members, Jam.
Okay. I'll look that up.
UK. He's a great listen. And every week he puts out a survey with three or four different items to talk about that are crypto related. And the community votes on it, decides, and then he prepares a show. And there are, about half a dozen regulars that call in and they basically riff like you and I do. It's just excellent. So Let's Talk Epic Cash. And you can find, him at, epic_hodl, I think, on Twitter. Let me make sure I got that right.
I'm looking at, he's got 9 episodes. It looks like the last one was, about 20 days ago. Does that seem right? I don't know.
He's a little late, but he's doing the 10th episode this weekend. So
Nine,
he should be up to date, but it is epic_hodl, HODL, at epic_hodl, on Twitter. That's where the Twitter spaces is. So it's a new platform that he's really, really taken head on and doing an excellent job. So every Saturday at 2 p.m., if you go to epic_hodl on Twitter, you can just listen in. Or if you want to get engaged and be a speaker, you can just let him know.
How do you spell HODL?
H-O-D-L.
Okay, because I went to twitter.com epic_hodl and got nothing. I'm just on there now. You got anything else? Epic-hodl, maybe?
It's epic. Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. Hodler. Epic underscore HODLER. My bad. I was looking at a cutoff.
Oh, here it is. Okay, I'll put it in tonight's show notes for you. If you got any other show notes you want to pass on to me, feel free. And I'll put them in tonight's show notes.
Yeah, just put, all right, I'll do that. I'll send a few.
You can send them. You can do it tomorrow if you want, and I'll just patch them in. And did you want to answer that one question about Jaronism? And did we answer that? Because it looks like the question. Why is the question coming up again about JLB and the interview?
Because JLB was talking negative about those guys.
Oh, okay.
And I answered by not answering because I really like Jaron and Dave Weiss, and I love John Laban.
Okay.
So, their issues that they may have with each other don't have anything to do with me. So I didn't engage with
an drama.
And I won't engage with it now. Yep.
Got it. No drama. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up. This was a great show. Let's bring in. Nobody pointed out or was able to identify or cared about the theme music we're playing here. And I don't know why. But this is the end of the of our show. Uncle Vigilante and Uncle Ab, or Uncle Vig Ab, and I don't know. This is, whatever the case, we're going to be back next Tuesday to do the same thing. This is Tuesday is Uncle Vigilante's night to talk about fakery and Epic Cash. So that's when we'll be back.
Oh, that sounded bad. Fakery and Epic Cash.
Yeah. Okay. Media fakery, hoaxes and psyops, and Epic Cash. Sorry, I'm doing too much at once.
Epic Cash and the Epic Cash, crypto, and how about that?
That is fine. That is absolutely fine. And tomorrow, Died Suddenly call-in show. There's 110,000 people in the Facebook group. Hopefully, we'll get the show in tomorrow before anything possibly happens, and we'll discuss all the posts and everything on Died Suddenly. So that's it, Uncle Vigilante.
So how would someone join that group if they were interested?
You just search for Died Suddenly, if possible. I'll put a link to it. I'll put a link to it on tonight's, in today's show notes. And then you get approved once you join in. And Tiago will let you in, I'm guessing. So I'll put a link, show link number two, on tonight's show notes at fakeologist.com, FAK603.
So, man, he's grown so fast. He must spend all his time.
10,000 people a day are joining.
I mean, that's a lot of clicks to just even approve.
I don't know how he does it. He has moderators, but still, I don't see how you can keep up either.
Well, good on him.
That's all right,
really be something to take off. Okay, everyone,
take care.
Have a good one. Cheers.
Take care.